This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Today is Indigenous Peoples Day, and one new city in Colorado is officially recognizing the holiday. At its meeting last week, Fort Collins City Council decided unanimously to designate the day. The city is home to many Native American tribes and a diversified urban Native community. In Boulder, Denver, and around the state, events and celebrations will also mark the occasion. A Colorado company racked up tens of millions of dollars in funding to create climate-friendly steel. CPR's Sam Brash has more.
Steel production is responsible for 7% of global climate warming emissions, more than aviation and shipping combined. Boulder-based startup Electra announced it raised $85 million to fund its plan to clean up the industry. It relies on new technology to refine iron ore into pure iron without fossil fuels or high-temperature furnaces. It instead uses a careful combination of chemistry, electricity, and low heat. The company plans to complete a pilot plant in Boulder sometime next year. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
A Nebraska man has been sentenced to a year and a half in federal prison for threatening Colorado Secretary of State Jenna Griswold. The man was arrested after he posted the threats on Instagram. Griswold successfully pushed for a law change earlier this year to make it easier for statewide elected officials to get more security. This is CPR News and KRCC. Thank you for joining us. It is 3:06 right now on October 10th.